This is Alive with Joseph.
So tonight, let's continue on the mystery of light. But tonight we're looking at light is superior. Light is superior. So go with me to the book of Matthew chapter 5 verse 14 to 16. I read it says, "You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill, on an hill, cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and give it light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men." Let me read that place again. It said, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." Let your light shine that the men may see your good works, that they will glorify our Father that is in heaven. The world in which we live in today, I want you to, you know, when you look around you, you don't even need a prophecy for you to look at the events that is happening around us. You will see that the world is already beginning to give the church a culture. The world in which we live in is already beginning to transfer her culture into the church. The world we live in today is becoming, you know, giving the church her culture. Why? Because we are not lightening up the world. And as a result, the world is smuggling in her culture into the church. And as believers, if we are not shining as light the way we ought to shine, darkness will not just invade our personal lives. Darkness will also begin to invade our personal space. The way you see many believers do certain things, you can see that definitely those things were not picked up from scriptures. Those things are things that the social media has made it look like it is cool to do. So many believers no longer have the culture of the kingdom. Many believers are void of the culture of the kingdom. You know, it is becoming increasingly difficult to visit the social media page of a believer and the social media page of an unbeliever to be able to know the difference. It is becoming so difficult that you see the social media page. I'm sure some of you, you're already putting it on private. Don't worry, I'm not following you. Amen. It is becoming so difficult to be able to visit the social media page of a Christian and that of an unbeliever for you to notice any difference. You actually will start asking yourself, is this one truly a Christian or not? Why? Because we are not shining as light. Darkness is beginning to invade our personal spaces. We are beginning to embrace the culture of the world. We are beginning to allow social media shape our culture. And the implication of Matthew chapter 5 is that either by virtue of appearance instantly, darkness must give way. And where it doesn't happen like that, then the Bible makes it clear that you function like salt who penetrates into the food. When you read the entire Matthew chapter 5, you see it talks about salt, you know, it talks about light. So in the event where you do not, when you appear, darkness doesn't vacate, the next thing you must do is become like salt that penetrates into the food. So you gradually begin to infiltrate the culture of the world until you spread the culture of the kingdom of heaven into the lives of the people around us. And listen, friends, if you and I do not shine our light, if you and I do not illuminate, you know, the things and the world around us, the challenge is this: if we neglect our assignment, the challenge is, you know, the territories we are supposed to conquer for God, if we neglect them, if we do not take those territories, it will end up backfiring on us. It will end up backfiring on us. We will make our children might fall victims. Our families might fall victims. Why? Because if we do not conquer territories that God wants us to conquer by light, before you know it, you know, those territories will become a danger to us. It will become a danger to us. So when God is calling us into the place of light, it's a serious assignment. It's a serious assignment. So God doesn't want you and I to neglect our assignment as light, so that territories we are supposed to conquer, we conquer them. We do not leave them behind. Understand that darkness is never a match for light. Darkness is never a match for light. The Bible tells us in John chapter 1 verse 4 to 5, in him was life, and the life was the light of men, and the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. The summary of that scripture is, darkness is not a match for light. Darkness is not a match for light. Darkness will never defeat light. No matter how hard darkness tries, it can never defeat light. No matter how hard darkness tries, it can never defeat light. Understand that also, if we do not change our mentality so that our mentality can function as light as well, or our mentality receives as much light that it ought to receive, our reality will be different from what the scripture says. Our reality will be different. Why? Your mentality determines your reality. What you believe determines what you become. Take note of the following quickly. Number one, light disarms darkness. Light disarms darkness. That is, light takes darkness off guard. Light takes darkness off guard. Number two, light defeats darkness. Light defeats darkness. If there was ever a conflict between darkness and light, the defeat of darkness will be effortless. The defeat of darkness will be effortless. Number three, light displaces darkness. When light comes in, darkness will have to shift. When light arrives, darkness will have to shift. Light displaces darkness. Number four, light evicts darkness. That is to say, as long as light is there, darkness will be evicted. And the only way darkness can return is if light is no more there. The only way darkness can return is if light is no more there. Light evicts darkness. It's like, you know, when we moved into this place, we had a little challenge. We had all kinds of unscrupulous elements who were just behind the building. You know, they would steal and do all kinds of things. It was really a village behind the building. It was a village on its own. And each time the municipality comes and evicts them, after a while, they sneak in again. They come back until when they evicted them this time around, the department that owns the property now built a fence. They couldn't come back again. The people, the same people who said they don't have where to stay, all of a sudden, they now have where to stay. So you see, that is how it is. As I was preparing, it came to my spirit. If light exits and light does not establish its authority, darkness will return back. Darkness will return back. So light evicts darkness, but at the same time, light must be maintained so that evicted darkness does not return. Number five, light melts away darkness. Light will melt away darkness. You know, when you put a sugar or a salt in a glass of water, after a few seconds, you can't see the sugar again. You can't see the sugar again. That is how light dissolves darkness. Light dissolves darkness. Light causes darkness to dematerialize. Light breaks down darkness. Darkness melts away at the appearance of light. I pray for you today, as you shine your light, whatever is not supposed to be in your family, I command them to dematerialize in the name of Jesus. I command them to melt away in the name of Jesus. Number six, light removes the mystery around darkness. It exposes what is inside. Light demystifies darkness. Light demystifies darkness. Light takes the covering out of darkness. Light takes the mystery out of darkness. It discovers what is inside darkness. It causes darkness to cease from being a mystery. Light dissolves, demystifies darkness. When light arrives, darkness will no longer be a mystery. What keeps darkness a mystery is the absence of light. When light is present, darkness is demystified. Darkness is demystified. Listen, friends, the reason why forces of darkness appears to be covered in mystery is because the believer that confronts them lack light. When you arrive with light, that which that looks like a mystery is no longer a mystery. It's demystified. Oh, forget that thing. And they wear black and they, you know, they tie all those things on their legs, on their chain, and their, come on, girl, get out. The reason why darkness looks like a mystery is the absence of light. When light arrives, you carry light, it demystifies darkness. And I pray for you, let your hearts be flooded with light in the name of Jesus. I say, let your hearts be flooded with light in the name of Jesus. Number 7, light dominates darkness. The dominion of light over darkness is instant. We don't ask how long will it take for light to defeat darkness. No, no, no. Light doesn't only defeat darkness, light dominates. Light dominates. The dominion of light over darkness is unquestionable. The dominion of light over darkness cannot be questioned. It doesn't take long. It is instant. At the appearance of light, instanta, darkness vacates. So light dominates darkness. And I pray for you tonight that in this season that you will be so flooded with light that as you enter in your family, any darkness will be completely dominated in the name of Jesus. I said the darkness will be dominated in the name of Jesus. The darkness of sickness, the darkness of poverty, the darkness of confusion, the darkness of affliction, the darkness of torment, the darkness of tragedy, the darkness of calamity. I pray for you today, be so flooded with light that at your appearance, you will completely dominate darkness in that family in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord your highest praise tonight. So light dominates darkness. Light dominates darkness. Number one, we said light disarms darkness. Number two, light defeats darkness. Number three, light displaces darkness. Number four, light evicts darkness. Number five, light makes away darkness. Six, light removes, demystifies the mystery around darkness. And number seven, light dominates darkness. Light dominates. It's not, you don't ask, how long will it take for this fight to end? Between light, no. It dominates it. When light arrives, darkness is dominated. That is why we are not fighting, you know, the kingdom of darkness. No, you don't fight kingdom of darkness. We are dominating because light and darkness can never fight. There's no context. That is why the scripture tells us that, you know, we should be weary. I want to use the way, you know, that do not be ignorant, yeah, of the devices of the dark of the enemy. Why? Because what makes it look like is a fight is your ignorance. What makes it look like is a fight is your ignorance. Why? Because the darkness has no power again. So what darkness has is devices, craftiness. But that craftiness only prospers when there is ignorance. Give Jesus praise. So let me show you dimensions of light. I'll give you only two tonight. Dimensions of light. Dimensions of light. Number one dimension of light. Light equals the person and the presence of God. Light is equal to the person and the presence of God. The Bible tells us, 1 John chapter 1, verse 5, this then is the message which you have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light. Take note of that. God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. God is light. God is not just like light. God is light. He's not just like light. No. God is light. In him, there is no darkness at all. That is to say, he is pure light. TPT translation gives us this understanding. It says the same chapter, the same verse, but a different translation. It says, this is the life-giving message we heard him share, and it's still ringing in our ears. We now repeat his words to you. God is pure light. You will never find even a trace of darkness in him. The law of absolute. God is complete light. There is no sign of darkness in him. You can't even imagine it. It's not possible. So God is pure light. Psalm 36 verse 9 says, the fountain of life flows from you to satisfy me. In your light of holiness, we receive the light of revelation. The fountain of life flows from you to satisfy me. Then he said, in your light of holiness, we receive the light of revelation. And the Bible tells us, Psalm 89 verse 15, blessed is the people that know the joyful sound. They shall walk, O Lord, in the light of thy countenance. They shall walk in the light of thy countenance. They shall walk in the light of thy countenance. So the person and the presence of God equals light. The person and the presence of God equals at least, if you want to defeat darkness cheaply, walk in his presence. Walk in his presence. Walk in his presence. Stay in his presence. I'm not saying staying in his presence means you're living inside the church. No. Stay. Be conscious of his presence. If you want to defeat darkness, if you want to dominate darkness, remain in his presence. Remain in his presence. Because the scripture says, there's a scripture that says, when you break the hedge, the serpent will bite. The only way you can invite darkness is when you exit the consciousness of his presence. Stay in his presence. When you stay in his presence, darkness cannot find its way, cannot penetrate you. Darkness will try, but darkness will not be able to penetrate. So stay in his presence. Number two, dimension of light. Light equals the word of God. Light equals the word of God. The Bible tells us, Psalm 119 verse 130, the entrance of thy words giveth light. I like that we said thy words. That is why you don't receive the word of God once in a while. You receive it all the time. You study it on your own. Because the more the word enters, the more it is giving you light. I spoke to you in that direction yesterday. The more the word is entering, the more it is giving you light. So the entrance of thy words, it giveth light. And it doesn't stop there. It gives understanding unto the simple. The Bible tells us in Isaiah chapter 9 verse 8, God sent the word to Jacob and it became light to Israel. He sent the word. God spoke the word. When the word arrived in Israel, the word became light. And I pray tonight, by the word of God you are receiving, let it give birth to light in your household in the name of Jesus. Let it give birth to light in your business in the name of Jesus. Let it give birth to light in your marriage, in your career, in the name of Jesus. Thunder, I receive the words of God. Say amen to that. He said, when that word enters, it births light. And I pray that the word of God will enter in the name of Jesus. Now, to experience the superior power of light, you must do the following. Number one, access the light. To experience the superior power of light, number one, access the light. That is, if there is any area of your life where it appears like darkness is in charge, in that area, hunt for light. If you have the fear of death, or the fear of death is harassing you, tormenting you, look for light that forbids you dying before your time. Look for light that forbids you dying before. Let me give you one. To reduce your labor. Psalm 118 verse 17. I'm using Good News Translation. Every translation says the same, but I like the way the Good News put it. It said, I will not die. Instead, I will live and proclaim what the Lord has done. That's just a deliverance for someone right now. Anyone has ever threatened you, announce it. I will not die. Instead, I will live. I will not die. Sickness is threatening you. I will not die. People are dying prematurely in your family. I will not die. Minus me. I will not die. Instead, I will not die. Instead, do you have the Good News Translation? Put it there. I will not die. Instead, I will live. I will not die. But instead, I will live. To proclaim what the Lord has done. I pray for you this year. You will proclaim what the Lord has done in the name of Jesus. I say you will proclaim what the Lord has done in the name of Jesus. I pray for you today. You will proclaim what the Lord has done in the name of Jesus. So if the darkness of sickness is tormenting your body, I give you another one. Psalm 107 verse 20. He sent forth his word. His word healed them and delivered them from the demonic force of infirmity. He sent forth his word. Psalm 107 verse 20. So if sickness is not letting you rest, the darkness of sickness tormenting your body, tormenting family members, lift your voice every day. Declare it in the name of Jesus. He sent forth his word. His word healed them. His word delivered them from their destruction. I sent forth the word of God into my body. I sent forth the word of God into my father's body, into my mother's body. I sent forth the word of God into my children's body. Right now, sickness expire in the name of Jesus. He sent forth his word. His word healed them. His word healed them and did not stop them. Delivered them. I pray for you. Any family that is afflicted by the spirit of infirmity, you are delivered in the name of Jesus. Your family is set free from the bondage of infirmity in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord your highest praise tonight. Number two, walk in the light. Don't just hear about light, also walk in the light. If you hear about the light of health, walk in it. If you hear about the light of health and vitality, walk in it. Because if you don't walk in it, if the devil attacks your body, he may succeed. Because you're not walking in what you have heard. You have only heard. Hearing is not enough. Walk in what you have heard. Walk in what you have heard. Walking in the light also speaks of character. It is you allowing the light of God's word shape your character. Allowing the light of God's word shape your character. That is to say, when you don't walk in the light, you are giving darkness permission to come afflict you. When the devil came to attack Job, Bible scholars will say that the book of Job was probably written before Genesis and all of those things, you know. Now, when he came to attack Job, so what I'm saying that is in reference to it was before the law that incident happened. Before the law, they were all living under the grace of God, enjoying the grace before the law came and all of those things. Now, when the devil attacked Job, you will notice very well that Satan said something. He said, have you not built a hedge around him? So every time I try to, but when I arrive, the guy is walking in the light. So I can't penetrate. The Bible said, how do I know? Oh, Jesus. How do I know he was walking in the light? The Bible said he was a honorable man that eschewed evil. So it speaks of character. Walking in the light speaks of character. It is you allowing the light of God's word shape your life. When you don't walk in the light of God's word, you give darkness permission to afflict you. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes chapter 10 verse 8, he that diggeth a pit shall fall into it. We've often used this prayer to deal with our enemies, but often this prayer actually has nothing to do with your enemy. When you can dig your own pit and fall into it. He now said, anyone who breaks the hedge, the serpent will bite. So many are digging their own pit by not walking in the light. Walk in the light. The only way you don't dig your own pit is by you walking in the light. Walk in the light. Walk in the light. Walk in the light. For the serpent not to bite. Don't break the hedge. Walk in the light. The light of God's word says, forgive. You are still holding on to bitterness. You are not walking in the light. The light of God's word says, forgive. Are you bigger than God that has forgiven you with all your wickedness? Are you bigger than God? So the word of God says, forgive. Many are not forgiving. Why? Because they are not walking in the light. The light says, Hebrews 12:15, looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled. This is in the new covenant. You can be defiled. You can be defiled. You may never commit sexual immorality, but you can be defiled by root of bitterness. The less any man be defiled. Many are defiled. There are many believers who are not walking in this light. They are filled with root of bitterness. So they give room to the adversary to overwhelm them with the powers of darkness. There are people, there is no amount of love you preach that will make them love someone else. They are just filled with bitterness, hatred, anger towards others. They still have enemies even in the church. They have enemies in the church. They fought everybody. Everybody is a candidate for their battle. They fight everybody. There's nobody in their good books. Today, Amu is their best friend. The next day, Amu is their worst enemy. The next day, Sam is their best friend. The next woman, Sam is their worst enemy. The next time, he's Sean, he's a gentle guy. The same gentle guy one day becomes their enemy. So everybody, no love. And the funny thing is, most times people play victims. Everybody hates me. No. Listen, if it's one person, two people, we can. But by the time it goes beyond one, two, three, you are the one who hates everybody. You hate everybody. And most times the devil knows that the only way he can touch your destiny is to move you to walk out of light. He knows he can't touch you when you are dwelling in light. So what does he do? He manipulates you to step out of light. He manipulates you to step out of light. And when you begin to step, when you step out of light, you walk in darkness. And when you walk in darkness, you function in darkness. And when you function in darkness, you become a victim of his wickedness. I close you with this quickly. Actually, let me add number three before I close you with that statement. Number three, fight with the light. Fight with the light. That's the last. Fight with the light. Take the revelation of God's word. Use it to counter the devil. Use the light of God's word to manhandle the devil. Don't confront anything that any works of darkness with stubbornness. Confront it with revelation. Because many confront issues with stubbornness. You being stubborn is not faith. And it's not revelation. It may just be that your nature is just you're just a stubborn person. Now you want to apply that into, I will not agree to the devil. As the time you're looking at you. Just, excuse me, I'm going to Japan. When I come back, I'll sort you out. So there are many Christians who are just stubborn. They have no revelation. Fight with the light of God's word. Why? Because what will deliver the victory is light. What will deliver the victory to you in the battle you are engaging is light, not stubbornness. When you fight with light, you will handle the devil without any consequences. When you don't fight with light, you handle the devil with consequences. The Bible says, Luke chapter 10 verse 19. Actually, before I get there, when you notice very well, one of the challenges you discover that there are different kinds of believers, particularly these two types of believers. You'll find them with the prodigal son and his brother. We have two different kinds of believers that function like that, you know, or three different types. But let me use the prodigal son and the brother. The prodigal son, when you notice very well, he had revelation but no character. He had revelation of what the father has given, but he had no character. Why? The elder brother had character, but no revelation. He lived upright, but no revelation. So that explains why you see sometimes many Christians who have character, they are broke. And they are angry with the one who doesn't have character, but is not broke. So they are thinking that by my character, no. Accessing the promise is by revelation. Keeping it is by character. So that's why the prodigal son couldn't keep it. He accessed it by revelation. But when it came to character, he couldn't keep what he has accessed. So he lost everything. Why the elder brother? He doesn't commit any sin. He's this good guy, you know. Good guy. He has the record of heaven. He looks at you. He can smell your sin while you're still in Zanin. He was coming from Zanin. He has smelled your sin. He perceived. You know, he's a good guy, but void of revelation. So his life doesn't look like the Christianity he professes, even though he's not messing around. Luke 10:19. He said, I've given you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions and to overcome all the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm you. You know, one of my mentors, let me give you his translation. I love that guy, you know. Let me give you his translation. One of my mentors translated. This is his translation. He said, go after the devil. Break his head. Destroy his works. And proceed without consequence. Go after the devil. Break his head. So go after the devil. This is 1 year you must go after the devil. You must break his head. Destroy his works. And what? Proceed without consequence. Why? You are not just fighting with light. You are also walking with light. Character is in place. Give Jesus praise tonight. Celebrate him tonight. Let's rise on our feet. So walk in light. Fight with light. Walk in light. Fight with light. Access the light. Access the light. Walk with the light. Fight with the light. Lift your voice in thanksgiving and begin to give the Lord your praise tonight. Give him praise.
Thank you so much for listening. We believe you are blessed by the word. For more, please visit our website, www.alivewithjoseph.com, as well as subscribe to our YouTube channel, Alive with Joseph Ngokocha. Till next time, God bless.